From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, federal foresters planted a giant windbreak across the Great Plains, 100 million trees from Texas to Canada. But Joe Wirtz of State Impact reports that those trees are now dying from drought, and that has some worried about another Dust Bowl.
Western Oklahoma is full of contradictions. Water is scarce, but rains often cause flooding. The ground is baked by searing heat and raked by blizzards and ice storms.
My name is Jimmy Piercy. My wife and I, we have lived here all our lives. We farm and ranch.
This environment has always been tough for farmers like Piercy, who have struggled to make the soil submit and stay near the ground. Wind howls across these plains. In the 1930s, it destroyed the environment and the economy. Here's a film reel from the U.S. Resettlement Administration.
Their homes were nightmares of swirling dust, night and day.
Farmland in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas simply disappeared. Piercy says there was nothing standing in the way.
Many years ago, there wasn't any trees hardly in this country.
So President Franklin D. Roosevelt's administration decided to plant a 1,000-mile line of trees, and the National Shelter Belt Program was born.
There it is.
That's State Forester Tom Murray. He's in his white pickup in southwest Oklahoma. The wheat and cotton fields have been cooked brown. He stops and points to a tree.
First one, planted in March of 1935. Okay, there's a red cedar in here still, Siberian elm, honey locust. The center row was cottonwood, which has mainly died out.
The idea was simple. A giant windbreak would shield crops and prevent erosion. Landowners filled out an application, gave up a few acres of land, and agreed to maintain the trees. The federal government did the rest. Forester Murray says it was a great experiment that worked.
This used to be a cotton field, if I remember right. Looking back at the history, and it just blew. It's just sand and it blew. And by putting this here, it stopped that south wind from blowing across that field.
Oklahoma is in its third year of drought, and many of the trees that helped save the state decades ago are now dying. The evidence is everywhere. Husks of trunks line the side of the highway. Farmer Jimmy Piercy takes me on a driving tour of the shelter belt trees that flank his farmhouse.
See the tops of those trees? You see how they're dying? See how it's just almost deteriorated to nothing?
You know, we really hate to see those disappear. They're a loss when they're gone.
That's Tom Lucas of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says government budgets are as tight as farm budgets, so a modern version of the New Deal-era program is unlikely. The national focus has shifted, but Lucas says the attitudes of Great Plains farmers have changed too.
They look at that and say, well, there's several acres out here because of the windbreak, and I need to put those into production, so they may do away with the windbreak, try to get more return out of the land.
Many of the farmers who saw the benefits of those shelter belts are gone. Piercy says the trees used to be essential, but they were also burdensome. He also says agriculture has improved and modern soil conservation is much better now. Still, if cycles of drought continue in the Great Plains, State Forester Tom Murray worries about what the loss of those trees will mean.
Sure, we got some new farming practice out there, but this ground will still move.
Just last October, a 30-vehicle accident forced the Oklahoma Highway Patrol to shut down a major interstate. The reason? A massive dust storm. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.